Our scripture reading this morning is Matthew chapter 15. We continue reading through the Gospel of Matthew. Our morning service is Matthew 15, 1 to 20. This is on page 816, if you'd like to follow along in the Pew Bible. Matthew 15, 1 to 20. Jesus often has encounters with the Pharisees and the scribes, and there's clearly opposition to him and his ministry. And it's more than just opposition. It's a hatred. It's a disbelief. And the gospel writers point that out often. And Matthew is pointing that out even here. Jesus will refer to them later on in this section, in verse 14, that they are blind. They're blind guides. They're blind leading the blind. And he's highlighting what their blindness is and what it looks like. They have misinterpreted and misunderstood the scriptures themselves. They refer to this ceremonial. It's not about hygiene, but this hand washing that they have added to the scriptures. That the priests under the old covenant certainly had to wash their hands and feet, and there was a basin there for that. It was ceremonial, and it was to point to something else, to point to the work of Christ. And they have taken that and run with it, and added to it, and embellished, if you will, and. And more than that, they not only have added to it, they've twisted things. And this is the way it goes for those who are, as he calls them, blind guides. They have elevated the tradition of man, as Jesus is saying. That's why he goes straight at them. They come at him with a question, why do you break the tradition of the elders? And he says, why do you break the commandment of God? You see, they've elevated their tradition above the very word of God. And they've elevated themselves as authoritative in all these things. They have missed the very point of the scriptures, and they think of themselves as righteous and not sinful. And Jesus comes back around to the very question they asked and pointed out their own sin. You think you're clean. You want to talk about clean and unclean. Well, cleanliness was never about that sort of ritual defilement. You might touch something in the market that makes you unclean, or maybe come in contact with a Gentile and unknowingly it makes you unclean. And he's saying, no. Here's real defilement. Here's true defilement. It's that which comes from the heart. It's an inward defilement. That's what makes you defiled before God. It's your own sin. Not these external, outward things. And so he's pointing them to the real need is not to wash your hands, but to have your heart cleansed of sin. And they're staring at the one who can do it. It is only Christ who can cleanse you of your sin. It is only Christ who can make you clean before God, who can deal with your real problem, the defilement of your heart before a holy God. And he will make a people who love his commands. Isn't it interesting? The disciples there are asking Jesus a question. Matthew's even he's not patting himself on the back, but this is the way forward, to come to Christ, asking these questions, to submit humbly to Christ and his way and to him alone. Well, with those thoughts in mind, let's listen to and give ear to the reading of God's holy word. Then Pharisees and scribes came to Jesus from Jerusalem and said, "Why do your disciples break the tradition of the elders? For they do not wash their hands when they eat." He answered them, "And why do you break the commandment of God for the sake of your tradition? For God commanded, 'Honor your father and your mother,' and 'Whoever reviles father or mother must surely die.' But you say, 'If anyone tells his father or his mother, what you would have gained from me is given to God, he need not honor his father.' So for the sake of your tradition, you have made void the word of God. You hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy of you when he said, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men.' And he called the people to him and said to them, 'Hear and understand, it is not what goes into the mouth that defiles a person, but what comes out of the mouth, this defiles a person.' Then the disciples came and said to him, 'Do you know that the Pharisees were offended when they heard this saying?' He answered, Every plant that my heavenly Father has not planted will be rooted up. Let them alone. They are blind guides. And if the blind lead the blind, both will fall into a pit. But Peter said to him, explain the parable to us. And he said, are you also still without understanding? Do you not see that whatever goes into the mouth passes into the stomach and is expelled? But what comes out of the mouth proceeds from the heart, and this defiles a person. For out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false witness, slander. These are what defile a person. But to eat with unwashed hands does not defile anyone. Thus far, the holy, inerrant, life-giving Word of God. May be praised for this reading of it.